Utility rates in Juneau have been rising steadily for the past 15 years, but to understand why requires a quick history lesson. From the early 1990s, the Assembly kept water and sewer rates frozen for 12 years. During that time, the system continued to expand. Costs went up. Revenues couldn't keep up. It all came to a head in 2003 when hired consultants delivered a devastating report. The Assembly had to act, and rates soared.
That was a shock, but it didn't cure it.
Jeff Larson sits on a panel created in the wake of public outcry.
The idea of the Utility Advisory Board is it's a broad cross-section of people. Each of us represent maybe different parts of our community. And I'm a large commercial user with the Alaskan Brewing Company.
The Advisory Board has since endorsed more rate increases. This year marks the fifth year in a row that rates rise with an 8% increase going into effect in July. For water and sewer for a single-family home, that means more than $130 plus tax. The Juneau Assembly will review a recommendation made this week to raise sewer rates a further 2.5% annually for the next 5 years.
The nice thing is that these adjustments are fairly small.
Not everyone on the Utility Advisory Board agrees. Kevin Buckland co-authored an unprecedented minority report urging the Assembly to pause.
Although it sounds not that large as far as 2.5% increase for each of the next 5 years, when you look back to 2015, it really represents over a 66% increase in rates.
The minority report also flags what it says are disparities in the rate structure. A single-family house is billed far more than apartments and condos. That's because detached houses aren't metered, but apartments and condos are, and only pay for the collective water they use. Buckland crunched some numbers and found the average apartment is billed less than $40 a month.
If you're paying, less than 30% for the same usage, it would seem to me that there's some inherent unfairness.
Critics on the advisory board also found fault with the commercial rate structure. Some businesses create more work for the treatment facilities than others. For example, restaurants have higher impacts than office buildings. Consultants recommended in 2003 that Juneau go to a cost-of-service model.
And in the 15 years since then, we've made no progress that I'm aware of or can observe.
Utility experts say breaking businesses into different classes is common.
Typically, what utilities do is they look at the effect of the waste on their treatment facility and they charge different rates.
Rebecca Shelton is an authority on wastewater systems with the American Society of Civil Engineers. She also oversees a municipal operation in Metro Atlanta.
There's different parameters that they can look at to determine how it's going to affect their treatment facility and then, charge accordingly.
Another rate study is in the works, but that's expected to take about 2 years. Shelton said Juneau's challenge in keeping its water and sewer network affordable is a familiar predicament.
That is a struggle that's happening all over the country because we have a lot of infrastructure in the ground and people are realizing that it needs to be maintained and they don't have the funding to do it. So they are not alone.
The Assembly is expected to review utility rates later this summer. The scope of the rate study and whether it reexamines the community's rate structure will also be up for debate. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.